You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Health officials in New Jersey say a child under 5 years old with no other known medical problems has died from the flu. It's the state's first pediatric flu death this season. KYW's Sonny Morgan spoke to a medical expert about this season's uptick in cases and a new variant of the flu.
Dr. Karen Raven, the chief of infectious disease at Nemours Children's Health, says while it's early in the season for comparisons, there is an increase in flu-like illness in patients this year.
Last year was pretty bad, too. We had a record number, unfortunately, of pediatric deaths due to influenza last year.
According to data from the CDC, seasonal flu activity is elevated across the country this season, and the culprit is likely a new variant of the disease.
What they've noticed is that there is a new subclade called subclade K of that H3N2 influenza A that is now circulating. And that's something that emerged after the vaccine was produced and distributed.
Raven says even though the flu vaccine isn't a great match for the new subclade, it still protects against severe infection.
Raven says to be aware of symptoms like nasal congestion, sore throat, and coughing in your kids, as well as gastrointestinal symptoms like vomiting, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. The CDC reports there have been 17 total flu-related deaths in children so far this season. Doctors say it isn't too late to get vaccinated against the flu. The city plans a multi-million-dollar effort to clean graffiti and beautify key highway areas for America's 250th birthday. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
We're going to get rid of that ugly moniker, Philadelphia. They're going to see something different when they come to our great city.
Mayor Parker Friday announced an effort to remove graffiti and put flowers and public art at 7 high-traffic areas for 2026. The key gateways where graffiti will be removed include interchanges along the Vine Expressway, the 26th Street Gateway at Penrose Avenue, and the CSX Wall along the Schuylkill Expressway at Spring Garden Street. Mural Arts will also create a semi-quincentennial-themed mural there.
The Pennsylvania Horticultural Society is also planting 95,000 bulbs and shrubs at the gateways. The $11.5 million project is funded with $6.5 million in city money, the rest coming from the state and philanthropic groups. The site of Thursday morning's Row Home fire in North Philadelphia, which killed one woman who lived there for years, went up in flames again overnight. KYW's Tim Jimenez has that story from Ogontz.
Here in the middle of Ogontz Avenue near Godfrey Avenue, the fire crews are gone and the smoke is cleared, but the damage has been done. The Row Home's roof collapsed. The second floor is a charred shell of itself, and the home to the right has blown out windows and burnt siding. It was about 11 o'clock at night when firefighters returned to tackle the huge flames that broke out.
And it was something, man. Like, holy cow.
That's one of the neighbors, Manu, who spoke with NBC 10. He says he could feel the heat from across the street.
At first, I was kind of worried about everyone's safety, to be honest, because there's a lot of great people in the neighborhood.
Officials say no one was hurt and crews got the fire under control in under an hour.
Investigators are trying to determine the cause of the fires. They're also trying to see if the victim had any working smoke detectors. New Jersey has joined a growing list of states limiting students' phone use during the day. Governor Phil Murphy signing legislation requiring guidelines for cell use in grades K through 12. The new law bans the non-academic use of internet-connected devices during class time. The school in North Jersey where Murphy signed the bill makes kids put their phones in pouches during the day. One student there says they were initially frustrated but then noticed a positive change, becoming more social and more present. 37 states now have laws or rules limiting phones and other electronic devices in school. The Philadelphia Police Department's 22nd District is holding a series of listening sessions to better understand the needs of the community. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Isaiah Nelson is the 22nd District's new Community Initiative Specialist. His goal is to strengthen the relationship between the officers and the community they serve. He encourages residents to bring all issues and concerns to one of their police service area meetings.
If you have any grievances, requests, concerns, whatever, let's say there's a pothole on your block, it's been there for 4 months, you've been trying to put in a request through 311, it's not working. Now is the time to come over and talk to the officers.
The first session of the year was held this week, and one of the sergeants was able to field questions and concerns from littering to crime. Nelson says right now he's on a boots-on-the-ground fact-finding mission and that the sessions will continue throughout the year.
The next meeting takes place on January 14th. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.